Ernie, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text. Works with them all. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can plan out every facet of your day, no matter what it may be. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't plan for, that there's no way to plan for, that are unimaginable. The terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, tsunami, planet Nibiru coming out of low orbit. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace to preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Dimitri Karas from Ares Armor, because Ares Armor, despite all of their misgivings, despite their raid with the ATF, is going back into the polymer 80% lower business. And we'll talk about that third hour of the show. Operation Choke Point has claimed its latest victim. This is based out of Hyannis, Massachusetts. They're called Powderhorn Outfitters. The FDIC claimed Powderhorn Outfitters was high risk. Mark Cohen is the owner of the store. He said his company, founded in 1978, were longtime customers of TD Bank. And they were declined on a line of credit. He was told his finances were fine, his history is spotless. However, they could not approve me because he sells guns. Now, he was, in a way, he was a little bit luckier than most because his bank account wasn't closed, so his money wasn't frozen. Well, he was a little bit taken aback that they could not give him a loan because he sold guns. So he closed his accounts with the bank and then did some research, and he discovered Operation Choke Point. This is all part of the Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force, which was formed in 2009. When Obama got, remember when he got sworn in? With the stated goal of targeting fraudsters and scammers, the initiative created a list of industries, that it deemed to be high risk. Mr. Cohen was surprised to find out that it groups gun manufacturers or dealers with pot dispensaries and the porn industry. By doing business with companies in high-risk industries, which according to a 2012 FDIC directive include online tobacco, online gambling-related operations, and payday lenders, banks invite further scrutiny from federal agencies. To avoid this, many banks just drop their customers that are in those industries. Earlier this year, numerous adult film stars were notified that their bank accounts were suspended because of their line of work, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Cohen said, in lieu of taking away our guns, they are placing these labels on us in an effort to remove funding for gun manufacturing. Washington Times earlier this month, when they covered the issue in depth, listed a number of small gun retailers whose banks have choked their banking access. Bank United N.A. sent a letter to Miami-based Top Gun Firearms Training and Supply that said, "This letter in no way reflects any derogatory reasons for such action on your behalf, but rather one of industry. Unfortunately, your company's line of business is not commensurate with the industries we work with." Some of the banking industry are a little bit critical of the regulation as well. Richard Reese is a senior vice president of the American Bankers Association. He said in an article last month, "We're being threatened with a regulatory regime that attempts to foist us on the obligation to monitor all types of transactions. All this is predicated on a notion that banks are a choke point for all businesses." What this is going to do is it's going to create, there's going to be one or two mainline banks while the gun industry regroups and comes out with their own little system. But there's going to be two or three banks that are going to be out there that will stand up to the feds. Because all this would really take would be for the feds to say, well, show me the evidence that this particular... See, this this is a law that is all... This is a regulation that's all-encompassing. You don't have to be convicted of fraud or any other sort of financial wrongdoing to be swept up in this. And as such... Some of these bigger banks that have the people, they have the bureaucrats already in place in the bank, would rather just drop these customers rather than deal with them. There will be some banks, though, that will deal with them. And when they do, they can, you know, if the feds roll in and say, let's see, you're doing business with Bill's Gun Shop. Well, he's probably a fraudster, so we need to go ahead and choke him off. Well, show me the evidence that he's a fraudster, please. Show me where he's been convicted of it, charged of it. Where? Show me the... let's take a look at this, and you show me the suspect transactions. They'll do it, and they will get a flood of business. And that's just in the event that the gun industry doesn't, like I said, regroup and come up with their own little mechanism to do it. It is quite nefarious. They're not going to... This is... This predates Operation Fast and Furious. And this is why elections matter. Because I would think the president, within his power that he can actually wield, could strike this down if he wanted to, and I don't see him doing that. In fact, he's probably enjoying it as we speak. We'll just deny them their money. That's theft. That is theft. There's no due process involved in here. We're going to have to return to that at some point if we're going to survive as a republic. Which I know they don't want us to be. I know they don't want us to be a republic. I've been watching all of the... I'm getting really tired of the whole Elliot Rodgers saga. Given the fact that the reason he was able to do what he did was that the anti-gun sheriff's department fumbled. They fumbled the ball. Now, the other day, there was a negligent discharge, and we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about it next. But the anti-gun community, the really vehement anti-gun community, have decided this is their next toehold from which to try to scale the mountain, and they're coming out hard and heavy. And I'm just getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of them looking for a reason. Constantly claiming a madman is indicative of the gun-owning, gun-carrying populace of the United States when it has been proven so many times just how good you actually are. But that's okay. There's always a cure. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Also coming out of Santa Barbara. Now, right now, Sheriff Brown is coming under a lot of criticism, and rightfully so. His department fumbled it. Absolutely fumbled it.
He's come under fire for two different things. He's come under fire for fumbling the ball, and he's also come under fire because he issues no concealed carry permits. And on this particular, you know, when young Elliot was out there for his day of retribution, none of the 60,000 or so that actually exist in California had wandered into Santa Barbara, because anybody in California with a concealed carry permit that's been issued by a sheriff can go anywhere they want in the state, even into these counties where the sheriff doesn't issue them. There's 53 issued permits for the entire county. Probably political payback favors, but I don't know conclusively. This past Tuesday, 5 days after the shooting spree, deputies were called about 2:30 p.m. to an apartment on Pardall Road after a resident reported a bullet being fired into their home. Let's go to the phone to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. Wanted to comment on these gun shops, gun dealers that are being denied loans and having their accounts closed. You know, I think it's more than just gun control. Maybe it's incremental step to actually control anyone that they happen to disagree with, to the point where I think you use the term not commensurate with the companies that they do business with. So what is to prevent the banks in the future from saying perhaps to a church or whatnot, well, you don't line up with our customer base, so thereby we're going to deny you any loans or any banking facilities. And eventually, Bill, if it goes digital, you're not going to be able to do anything unless it's on the approved list.
They could actually wield this, and since they're doing it with industries right now, and I think this is sort of an experiment to see how far they can take it, because all of these businesses, good and bad, icky and unicky, and you know, questionable and unquestionable, right now today in the United States are legal businesses. They pay taxes. They have their own sets of rules and regulations to operate under. And if they can go out and take a company out or take a business down by attacking their financial infrastructure, they can do that with any company. So if they decide to, if this works, and say, I don't know, say all of a sudden General Motors went completely conservative and is calling for a small government and says, we're not building any more electric cars, we're not even going to build hybrids anymore, they could direct that at General Motors. And then General Motors would either have to cut a deal or go find another bank.
Well, they could take it one step further, Bill, and if they can do it to any company that they deem not in line with their directives, then it could go down to the individual. It could go to Bill. It could go to John. It could go to anybody and say, well, look, unless you toe the party line or you speak the newspeak, you do what we tell you to do, you're going to be denied banking. You're not going to be able to have access to anything in this system.
Yeah, they're doing that. They're doing that now. They've done that with several porn actresses. To if you do it to porn actresses, who's going to rate? You know, who's going to say, why are you doing that about that?
Well, I just look at it as it's more than a slippery slope, because that's fully what I expect to see in the future, where if you're pro-Constitution, you're pro First, Fifth, Fourth, Tenth Amendment, and they're anti, then they can literally just say, well, you're out of the system. You've made your bed, John. Go sleep in it, unless you agree to the terms and conditions that we set forth when you apply for an account at our bank. It's like a user agreement on a website. You know, you can't read it. If you can read it, you can't understand it, but you're going to be held to the letter of it. And if you violate it, they just take your name out of the database and you're out of the system.
Well, it's in its infancy right now. Last week, Senator Chuck Grassley and Representative Daryl Issa sent Eric Holder a letter wanting details as to Operation Choke Point. And of course, that's going to get stonewalled. But as they take it up and everything else, we'll see where it goes. And you know what I'd really like to see? what I would really like to see. And then I would almost be, I might even think about calling myself a Republican. I'd like to see the House leadership shut the government down. Not because of any debt ceiling coming up or any continuing resolution that doesn't get passed. Just get out there and say, we're stopping everything right now except for these services, you know, itemize what they're going to fund, like veteran services and all these other things, until you give us some answers. Eric Holder, you're not getting paid anymore. Justice Department, you're not getting funded anymore. DEA, ATF, you guys aren't getting funded anymore. Everything stops right here until we get some answers to all of these things that you, Eric Holder, have been found in criminal contempt of in one particular case and might be found on some other things again.
Well, see, it's even more than that, Bill, because I think it was you, might have been you yesterday, that was talking about Israel is actually getting ready to go cashless. So if Israel does it and other countries follow suit, then eventually, it's going to be where you can't use green paper, fake fiat holding money anymore. And I guess I said all that to say that even the mainstream media now, the talk radios around major cities, are calling this government in Washington fascism. They're saying that he's dismantling and abusing and ignoring the Constitution, that he's governing with presidential edict, calling them executive orders. But yet, if they really believed it, they'd be doing more than just telling people about it. So it tells me that it's all this mirage, you know, it's a facade of saying things that they know people are thinking, but it's empty. They're not, even people in the Republican Party in Congress are saying he's ignoring the Constitution, he's ruling by edict, but they're doing nothing about it. So you got to say why. Why are they not bringing this guy up? Why are they not, you know, forget the impeachment. Just call it what it is, Bill. It's treasonous, it's traitorous, and they're ignoring it. By them ignoring it, they're complicit in it, which tells me that they're okay with it. It's all a big smokescreen, I guess, is the best way to put it.
I'm hoping that when the Benghazi committee fires up and Gowdy gets out front and shows people how things are done, because he will, I'm hoping that a few guys find their intestinal fortitude and say, well, if he can do it, I can too. Because there's no leadership up there. They're all followers to a certain degree. But Gowdy is unafraid, and he's going to go full bore with that. And I hope everybody watches that and sees how it's done. But
well, there's others that have tried it in the past. You know, McKinley tried it. Kennedy tried it. Other people have tried to set things right, and they always wind up with a bullet in their head.
Well, Gowdy's already had a gun stuck in his face one time. So no. He's aware of things. Thanks for the call, John.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. We'll pick this up on the other side on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about in Santa Barbara this past Tuesday, 5 days after the Santa Barbara spree shooting, that there was a negligent discharge. Man, the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department said in a press release that they found that the bullet had been shot through the wall from a connecting apartment, narrowly missing the resident. They went next door and questioned 21-year-old Kevin Tim, who allegedly admitted that he was playing with his legally owned Glock 17 and accidentally fired off a 9mm round. During a search of his apartment, deputies found and seized 7 firearms and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, including a high-capacity assault rifle magazine. When did magazines become weapons? All the firearms were legally owned by Mr. Tim. Now, if he indeed admitted to playing with a loaded gun and exhibited signs of reckless behavior, then perhaps they were justified in confiscating that firearm. I sort of have to wonder at this particular point if the journalist didn't misinterpret some sort of claim made by a department spokesman who wasn't on the scene, since it wasn't presented as a quote. The video report that accompanied the article simply stated the gun went off by mistake, which is a very different, much less loaded claim. Guns don't go off by mistake. They go off because somebody pulls the trigger. If the reality is instead that this was a more typical negligent discharge and snagged the trigger on something or inadvertently pulled the trigger, but wasn't playing around, as law enforcement officers seem to do on a shockingly regular basis, confiscating all of his firearms and ammo seems like a gross overreaction, unless it's the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department 5 days after Elliot Rogers' rampage. This comes across to me as a weak, after-the-fact attempt to account for failing to stop the spree killer that struck the same area just days before. This is a hey, look, I'll protect you this time kind of moment. It's an overreaction well after the fact. It doesn't reassure anyone of the department's competence whatsoever. If this sheriff, if Bill Brown, were to recognize and acknowledge that his constituents in Santa Barbara County have a right to defend their own lives, he would do more than issue this paltry 53 concealed carry permits that are in the entire county. And he might act like the department actually trusts the citizens to act as equals. That would be a really good start for them. If they want to regain that lost trust, because they blew it. They out and out blew it. Never going to visit Santa Barbara County, California. I don't care how much partying they do there. Michael Bloomberg has an ally now. In the Democracy Alliance, Bloomberg has thrown $50 million in to help elect gun control supporting candidates in the November national elections. Now enter the Democracy Alliance, which is described by the Free Beacon as a secretive dark money group backed by George Soros and other liberal mega donors. They're looking to steer nearly $40 million to left-wing groups in 2014 to support high-profile political and policy efforts. Soros, of course, was convicted of insider trading in France, donated millions of dollars to Media Matters and MoveOn.org, both of which support gun control. The International Action Network on Small Arms, which promotes gun control at the United Nations, and Ready for Hillary in support of gun control advocate Hillary Clinton's possible campaign for the U.S. presidency in 2016. I've got a thought. If you've got a financial criminal, you know, a Bernie Madoff, and in this case, insider trading makes George Soros a financial criminal, I don't think he should be able to donate to anything political. He's a lawbreaker. Not all of the Democracy Alliance's 150-odd organizations openly support gun control. Many are focused on other aspects of the progressive agenda. Several anti-gun organizations are within its fold, including the Brennan Center, the Center for American Progress, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Every Town, Media Matters, Organizing for Action, or Barack Obama's group, the Progressive Majority, and the Third Way. Between them, all of them support requiring the so-called universal background check for gun sales and other transfers. They support banning general-purpose semi-automatic rifles that gun controllers call assault weapons. They support banning magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, or standard magazines, in other words. They oppose shall-issue right-to-carry and stand-your-ground laws. They support micro-stamping, which is the stupidest thing that they've ever come up with. They oppose federal and state laws prohibiting frivolous lawsuits against the firearm industry. They claim that the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right to keep and bear arms, especially outside the home, and further claim the Supreme Court erred in recognizing an individual right under the Second Amendment in the Heller decision. They must be very angry. Their list of things they don't like, I have to ask a question. How come some of these people haven't killed themselves if they're that angry or that disappointed? That's because power-hungry people don't kill themselves. That so much money is going to be spent trying to elect anti-gun candidates this year shows that Second Amendment opponents think that their victory is within striking distance during Obama's last 2 years in office. Manchin Toomey going down in flames and the public's current resistance to more federal gun control notwithstanding, we still got to fight. We still have to fight. And we're going to have to do everything we can to get as many gun owners and Second Amendment supporters to the polls in November. Now, I don't want to point out the obvious. Gun Owners of America specializes in grassroots organization, grassroots motivation, grassroots agitation. If you're not a member of Gun Owners of America, one, we're the cheapest, or the least expensive, if you will. Two, given the resources that we bring to bear, Larry Pratt is very, very effective with what he uses. He's very, very proficient at getting things done. Everybody out there that listens to me on a daily basis, you should at least be signed up to the GOA news, you know, the news blast, the email blast that comes out whenever something's coming down the road. Because there's always something coming down the road. People have been operating for a year wondering why the banks have been kicking out this group and that group and everything. All of a sudden, Viola, it's a government program called Operation Choke Point. I fully understand a business not wanting to do business with another business. But I don't. When the government's motivating it, something's got to be done in response to it. The government is against you. And the last vestige of them being able to do everything they want is the fact that some of you own guns. And that's the last thing they're worried about. If they ever get what they want, then watch out. The United States is going to be dead. It won't be eradicated. It just won't resemble what it resembles today. If they were to go, if guns went away, if somehow or other they made that happen without a civil war, it wouldn't look as good as it does today. Think about that. Think about that. $20. It costs $20 per year. Larry Pratt gets 2,000 pennies out of every $20 bill. I'm only telling you that because I did another assessment of things the other day, and I was just looking at it, and I just still marvel at how good he is at what he does. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to flip into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's take stock on a few things, shall we? It is illegal to kill people. It's probably been illegal to kill people for a very, very long time. Except in the context of combat, killing is generally frowned upon in polite social society. And yet, despite all the laws that are broken, despite the fact that criminals are not supposed to be, you know, not legally able to own guns, and yet they have them. Despite the fact that criminals don't pay attention to magazine limits. Despite the fact that criminals don't pay attention to shooting up crowds, which is illegal. Every time one of these things happen, they come out against people like me. And they come out against people like you. They come out against me because I advocate for your right to be people like you. They come out against you because you own the tools that they vilify. I feel really bad for Richard Martinez. I can't imagine what it's like to lose a child. Don't ever want to imagine it. Don't ever want to know it. But if my child was taken by a criminal and that criminal got away or lived through the encounter, or if he killed himself or was killed in the law enforcement action following it up, that's who I'm blaming, not the tool. Every tool a criminal wields is an inanimate object otherwise. Guns were not, as they say, designed to kill people. They were designed to be a self-defense tool. They were designed to be a sustenance tool. And they have worked out to be a recreational tool. I sort of lump them in the category with a golf club. Both of them launch a projectile at a very high rate of speed. Both of them are very, very simple machines. The golf club, of course, is much more simple than a gun. But there's mechanics involved with making those things work. So they're very simple machines. Getting out and blaming the tool is not going to be productive. And yet that's what they do. Richard Martinez, and he claims that he's rational, so I have to simply think that he has never liked guns, which is his right. You don't have to like guns, Richard. That's perfectly fine with me. But I see all of you anti-gun pundits out there saying that we say that guns don't kill people, people kill people. And for some reason, you think if you yell and scream that loud enough and say, well, guns make it easier. How does that pertain to your new moment, which is Elliot Rodgers? Elliot Rodgers started out his spree with a hammer and a machete. You're talking about anger. This young man was angry. I don't know what his relationship with his roommates was, but apparently it wasn't nearly good enough to keep him from doing horrific things to his roommates. Just to kick off the spree. Just to kick off his day of retribution. And yet you come out against only one tool. And here's a problem with this. Here's a problem with this. No matter what you say, no matter where you go, no matter where you take it, no matter how you package it, you're wrong. My rights are not open to you changing your mind about anything or just being against something. I'm against this whole notion of climate change, and yet it proliferates. I'm against the green agenda, and yet it happens. And I don't vilify you for pushing it. I think you're sort of dumb, but I'm not going to vilify you for it. So here's the way it's going to be, liberals, okay? You don't get to have your way. You're not going to get your way. You have over 100 million adults in the United States today. They're all adults. They're all voting age. That own guns. You made sure of that because you have to be a certain age to be able to buy a gun. In your ramp up to figuring out how to keep certain groups from being able to defend yourself, even though an 18-year-old is an adult in every way, set, or fashion, he can't own a gun until he's 21, which, you know, maturity-wise, there's not that much difference between the two. So you've got 100 million-plus voting adults that you wish to subjugate to your very narrow scope of wrong-headed design. Now, Elliot Rodgers is a perfect object lesson. When the police were called to the scene, they were responding to other crime scenes while he was moving on to the next crime scene. 12 crime scenes in 10 minutes. That means in less than every minute during this rampage, he was creating another crime scene. The police cannot be realistically expected to be able to cope with that. There's just not enough of them. The fact that he was engaged by three at one time tells me he was operating too close to his last crime scene, or to one of his previous crime scenes, which is simply dumb luck. If he'd had a little more forethought, his rampage could have gone on for half an hour or an hour. 12 crime scenes in 10 minutes. Explain to me how reducing my rights because of him makes something like him stop. Makes an unconscionable murderer, how does that prohibit him from operating? We're told that magazine limits and background checks are going to stop mass murders. He operated with those. He operated with those. He operated with limits on the magazines. And he operated on, background checks and waiting periods and safety classes. All of that was in place. More importantly, it shows that it really would not have mattered if there was a complete weapons ban and Rogers could have not have obtained a handgun. He was willing to use his car. He had machetes and hammers. He was willing to use those. He still would have gone on a rampage. If he had run up to Mr. Martinez's son and buried a hammer in the back of his skull, would he be any less dead? If he'd run him over with his car, would he be any less dead? Gun control or the absence of guns would not have stopped Elliot Rogers. He would have done as he did, and he simply would have used other tools to commit his crimes. And all that they get out of that, all that they read out of that is, this is our chance to go and inhibit the Second Amendment. This is our chance to go after law-abiding citizens who did nothing this particular day in order for us to exercise more control. So we, the highly paid politician, can continue to have our jobs. We got to show something. You show us nothing, and you disgust me. Let's flip into the next hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.